Good morning. High pressure, which dominated the weather picture over the weekend across interior New York and New England, will hang on for one more day. As a result, we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. And temperatures will climb up toward yesterday's levels, if not a degree or two higher, and generally settle into afternoon highs in the lower and middle 80s. The humidity will come up just a touch on the heels of a southerly wind at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. That high pressure will drift off the eastern seaboard tonight, and some clouds will begin to move in after midnight. So with partly cloudy skies overnight, temperatures not nearly as cool, but still pretty comfortable and bottoming out in the lower 60s. Into the day tomorrow, a storm system, which will be organizing in the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, will draw closer. The result will be some sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds during the day, and there's a good chance of showers by the end of the day in New York State, probably waiting till around sunset in New England. There's also the risk for a few thunderstorms. With the thickening clouds, temperatures will be held back a bit and mainly in the upper 70s. With jet stream energy getting entrenched within this system in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, it will gain strength. And as it moves into our region, rain will become steady and heavy at times tomorrow night and into the day on Wednesday. Some locations could see as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain before the day is out on Wednesday, and thunderstorms are also possible. Because of the extensive clouds and wet weather on Wednesday, temperatures will be held back into the middle 70s. Behind this system, on Thursday will begin a drying trend, although a cool pool of air will be overhead, and still the chance in this environment for a few leftover showers and temperatures in the lower 70s. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Friday, and still the outside chance of a passing shower with highs staying in the lower 70s. This system finally lifts out for the weekend, and we'll have a warming trend for both Saturday and Sunday. With a mix of sun and clouds both days, highs will be in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical storm warnings remain in effect for the offshore waters surrounding the Hawaiian Islands as Hurricane Julio passes well to the north of the island chain. Maximum sustained winds are now 80 miles per hour, and the center of the hurricane is located 425 miles northeast of Lihue. High surf is the primary threat from the hurricane, and high surf advisories are in effect for all of the northeast-facing shores of the islands. Waves of 8 to 12 feet in height will diminish to 6 to 8 feet today as the hurricane continues to move away. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at 7:53 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Cusco, Peru, at 5:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 48 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and sunshine, 59 degrees, the dew point 56, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.14 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 72, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 61 hundredths of an inch for the month and 25.81 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1944. And the record low, 46, in 1941. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m. 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start, giving way to increasing clouds with late-day showers and thunderstorms possible in the upper 70s. Rain heavy at times Tuesday night and Wednesday, otherwise cloudy on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds for Thursday and Friday with a passing shower possible both days in the lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, dry and highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.